All right, let's find out what we've been made partakers of, the inheritance we've been made partakers of, the sanctified life. Go to the next. Who has delivered us? Has done what? What tenth is that? Who has delivered us from the power of darkness? Notice she didn't say authority, power, because authority controls power. From the power of darkness and has done what? Translated us where? Into the kingdom of his dear son. See, you've been raised up, made sit together with Christ in heavenly places and raised up by God. When God raised Jesus up, he raised you up and made you sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where you're seated. And you've been delivered from this kingdom of darkness. And this kingdom of darkness has no right to rule your life. And this is why he said in Ephesians 1:17, I pray that the God of our what? Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of what? Wisdom and revelation what? In the knowledge of him, so you won't be ignorant of your rights. Who are you? Coming back to this verse. Who are you? Say this with me. I am a spirit. I possess a soul. I live in a body. I belong to God. My body belongs to the Lord. And see, when you understand that you've been given authority on this earth to rule and to reign, Satan seeks out those places in our lives that we are unlearned in, unaware of. And that's why he said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that you know who you are, that you know what he knows. I'm in him. I have knowledge of him. I know what he knows. Hallelujah. And it's our job to make sure we teach all the saints so they can be fully aware of who they are, that you have authority on this earth. Satan don't need to control you in no area of life. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so he said to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that's what you put up. But I won't. Let's go back to Colossians 1:13. Colossians 1:13. Here I come. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the dear son. You see where you are? Do you see where you are? You're in the kingdom. So what are you going to have? You're in the kingdom. Now, how are you going to operate? You're going to have to operate it like who you are and what you are. You're in the kingdom. You operate with kingdom knowledge. Hello? I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. I said, I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. I'm in the kingdom. If there's any poverty in the kingdom, if there's any lack in the kingdom, if there's any sickness and disease in the kingdom, if there's any griping and fussing in the kingdom, we can go on down the list. How does God's kingdom operate? It operates by love. It works by faith. Faith works by love. And authority has been given you. So when Satan comes to try to take the advantage of you, you remind him, I have been given authority over you. So get out of my house. Get out of my life. Whatever area he's messing with, take your hands off of me. Hello? Hello? So in the name